So just to end with one Rebbein, it's very hard to pick and choose as it relates to today's daf. But today's daf talks about the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. This is not something that's mentioned that often in Shas. It's something that we've talked about in the past. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Kamo Chidushin. So the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim is mentioned in the Gemara as being a secret weapon that the Yid has. In fact, the Gemara says that who is the one that taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu then. And not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, but he did it in a very, very dramatic way. So dramatic that Rabbi Yochanan said, Umoli Mikra Kosef, the Pasuk wouldn't describe it the way it does, Ef Shalomer, we can never say it. There couldn't be a Medrash, Yerushalmi, a Bavli, Rishonim that would say what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says it, so as a result, we can talk about it. But at the same time, it's an incredible Chiddush, it's an Osnam, it's very, very uncharacteristic. And that is, Melamed, Shenesatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a talis, like a Shliach Tzibur, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tefillah. Amalai, he told him, "Kol zman sheYisrael choytim yasu lefonai k'seder azeh v'ani moichlam." Any single time a Yid does an avera, he's yasu lefonai k'seder azeh. If he says the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim ani moichlam, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give mechila. And then the Gemara continued, and the Gemara said, "Amar Rav Yehuda, bris krusal Yud Gimel Midos is a bris associated with Yud Gimel Midos she'enon chayzrois reikam she'nemar hinei anoichi." Now, the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim are mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Kisisa. And the exact context is after the Chata Ego, Luchai Shniyois, Hashem is going to forgive the Yidden. And the Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem Ba'onon, Vayitziatzeif Imoisham, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. And then the Pasuk says, Vayaver Hashem Alpana Vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, he passed Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra, and he said the following. And this is the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan said we can never say, which is Melamish Nesatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, and he literally started davening for the Yomid. And Hashem said, quote, Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachum V'chanu, and Erech HaPayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emes, Noitze Chesed La'alofim, Noitze Ovoim V'Fesha V'Chata V'Nake. And this is what we know as the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, which, again, is a very powerful tool when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to tefillah. But really, from an essence perspective, these Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim describe the 13 attributes of mercy. It's the hanhogos of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with mankind. There's a major machloikis rishonim, and this dated itself back even to the Gaonim, what exactly the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim is. Tosfos and the Rosh, right here in our Gemara, say that the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim are, Hashem is one, the second Hashem is two, Keil is three, Rachum is four, Chanun is five, Erech HaPayim is six, V'Rav Chesed seven, V'Emes eight, Noitze Chesed La'alofim nine, Noitze Ovin ten, V'Fesha 11, V'Chata 12, V'Nake is 13. Those are the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. But the punchline of what Tosfos and the Rosh say is Hashem Hashem, even though it's the same Shem, so you would think it's the same Midah, it's not one, it's two. So Hashem Hashem is two. And the truth is the Gemara Darshan. Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta, V'Ani Hashem Lacha Sheyachta. Now you have to know what it means, Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta. The Rishonim talk about that. But at the end of the day, there's an idea of Havaya Koinim Sheyachta. There's an idea of Havaya of La'acha Sheyachta. And as a result, when you count the Yud Gimel Midos, you count those as two. Say Tosfos and the Rosh, that the reason I'm making a big deal about this is because the truth is you find that the Goinim already said not that way. And specifically, they both quote Rav Nissim Goyen. The Rav Nissim Goyen said that Hashem is really only one. It's one. It's not two. It's one. In fact, he said that the way you read the Pasuk is not the way we read it. Meaning, we read the Pasuk, Vayaver Hashem Alpana Vayikra. Kama. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He said, Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachum V'Chanun. Said Rav Nissim Goyen, that's not the way you're supposed to read the Pasuk. It was Vayaver Hashem Alpanov Vayikra Hashem. That's a little repetitive, but it's Vayaver Hashem and then Vayikra Hashem. What was Vayikra Hashem? Hashem, one Hashem. Hashem, Keil, Rachum, V'Chanun. And it makes more sense, said Rav Nissim Goyen. Because why should Hashem be two Midos? Hashem is one midah. So in the Yud Gimel midah, he says Hashem is really only one. Ay, vayikra Hashem, Hashem. No, you're reading the pasuk wrong. It's vayaver Hashem alpana vayikra Hashem. And then afterwards, it's Hashem, keo rachem v'kan. So said Rav Nissim Goyin, if Hashem, Hashem is one, it's not two, so we're missing one. So what's the 13th midah? So he said, noitzer chesed la'alothin is not one, it's two. Meaning the way Tosfos, and it's more clear in the Rush, listed is Noitzah Chesed Alofen is number 9. Says Rav Nissim Goyin, Noitzah Chesed Alofen is not 9, it's 9 and 10. It's really made up of 2. Because Noitzah Chesed is a midah, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he watches, he protects, he preserves Chesed. And he not only does he do that, but he does it la'alofim. He does it for thousands of dairas. But the point is, noitza chesed la'alofim is not one. Noitza chesed la'alofim is really two. So this was a major, major machloikis rishayin. But the Rosh is very, very worried. Tosis is bekitzer. It's a long tosis, but very, very skinny. So not a lot of words. But the Rosh goes into it in great detail. And the Rosh has 3 ikur kashnas on Rav Nissim. Number one, noitza chesed la'alofim is two. Why would it be two? It should be one. What would be Noitzah Chesed? Hashem remembers. A person does a Chesed, a person does a mitzvah, Hashem is Noitzah Chesed. That's not a midah shel rachamim. You know why I know that? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Noitzer Avoinus too. The difference is, Noitzer Avoinus is 4 generations. Noitzah Chesed is La'alofim. Oh, so the punchline is Noitzah Chesed La'alofim. But Noitzah Chesed, Hashem doesn't forget anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything, the fact that he's Noitzah Chesed is not a kunz. That doesn't make it an attribute of mercy. Noitzah Chesed la'alofim. Oh, Tudos is an attribute of mercy. So that's the first problem the Rosh has. Additionally, he says in the Psukim, I don't know the grammar of the Psukim. Vayaver Hashem alponov vayikra Hashem. Why do you have to say again vayikra Hashem? We just said vayaver Hashem. Vayaver Hashem alponov vayikra Hashem. Hashem. It sounds like the Vayikra Hashem would be unnecessary. It's more mashma. Vayaver Hashem upon a Vayikra. And then the Rosh says, I'll tell you the biggest raya I have. And that is, go find one kehila in the world. When they say Slichis, and when they say Tachnon, the Chazan's going to get up and he's going to say Vayavoy, right, with the whole niggin. Hashem upon a Vayikra Hashem, and stop. And then the Olam says Hashem. He said, I never heard such a minig, no Messiah like that anywhere. And Minig Yisrael's Torah. So if every Kehila said the Rosh in his times would say Vayavra Hashem upon a Vayikra, stop. And then Hashem, Hashem, Vayistois, that was the Messiah. And thus giving the Messiah, that's what the Rosh says. So he says, the bottom line is that Hashem, Hashem is 2, it's not 1. So what's the machloikis? Is Hashem, Hashem 2 or is Hashem, Hashem 1? Incidentally, the Rambam, in one of his letters, it's in the Tshuva HaRambam, so the Rambam was asked this question. Is Hashem Hashem 1 or is Hashem Hashem 2? And the Rambam said, it's 1. The Rambam said what Rav Nissim Goyin said. And he said that the truth is all the Goyinim held that way. And he says, I don't know one person who holds otherwise. That's what the Rambam said. It's Tosfos, it's the Rosh, it's all the Chachmei and the Rishonim and Ashkenaz that held not that way. But the bottom line is this was a major shaila in the Rishonim and already dating back to the Goyinim. Is Hashem Hashem 1 or is it too, meaning is it Hashem, the second Hashem, that's the Midah, but only one of the 13 Midahs is Havaya, or really Havaya, Havaya is 2 of the 13. But it's Yudua that the Arizal was Megala, that this whole machloik is between Tosfos and the Rosh on the one side, and the Rambam, and Rav Nissim Goyin, and the Goyinim on the other side, this is all our Derech Nigla. But he said in Pnimi Satayra, our Derech Nistar, there's a whole different Mahalach. The Arizal said, and it's based on a Zohar HaKadosh, that really Hashem, Hashem, both of the Hashems are not part of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim starts with Kel Racham V'Chanan. That's where it starts. In fact, the first Midah is the Midah of Kel. That's what the Arizal said. It's not Hashem Hashem is one, it's not two, it's none. Hashem Hashem is Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta Adam, it's Ani Hashem La'acha Sheyachta Adam, and of course it's tremendous Rachamim and the ideas of Havaya, we spoke about the Tzirufei HaShemus last week. But the point is, of course, the world exists with Havaya, Havaya. But as it relates to the Mispar of Yud Gimel, as it relates to this count, it really is not included in the Cheshbon. Over the years, we mentioned a few times Torah that the Bnei Yisachar says in the Mamorim of Chodesh Elul, in the name of his Rebbe, the Magid Mimez, in the name of the Magid Mimezrich. And the truth is, this is something that's brought down and is discussed again and again and again in the Chassidish Sfarim. It comes trace itself back to the Rebbe Doiv Ber, the Magid Mimezrich. So even though we've mentioned it before, but Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush, I think it's kedai to mention it again. And that is, the Magid Mimezrich said, and again, this is something that the Svarim of the Talmidei HaMagid are full of, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world with Yud Gimel Midois Shal Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachim Echanu, whatever the Seder is. Yud Gimel Midois Shal Rachamim. Lu'um Hazeh, we know, we say in Davening, Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, B'shloish Esrei Midois HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. There's 13 Midois of Rachamim, and there's 13 Midois SheHaTorah Nedreshes Behem. So said the Magid, that it's Zeh Lu'um Hazeh. He said when a Yid learns Torah, and he harvests on the Yud Gimel Midois HaTorah Nedreshes Behen, he's zoicha to Rachme Shamayim. He's zoicha to the Yud Gimel Midois HaRachamim. And that's the bris Shloish Esrei. There's a bris that's associated with the number 13. It's 13 Midois HaTorah Nedreshes Behen on the one side of the ledger, and this Yud Gimel Midois HaRachamim on the other side, and it's Zelu Umazeh. So when a person learns Torah, he harvests on the Yud Gimel Midois HaTorah Nedreshes Behen, he's going to be zoicha to Yud Gimel Midois HaRachamim. And then the Maggid said a Dover Nifla. He said it goes a step further. He says the 13-13 isn't only true on a high level, but rather the 13-13 are true on a very, very specific level. Meaning, if you look at the Yud Gimel Midei Sharachamim in the Torah, it's written in an order. There's a Seder. Hashem, Hashem, Keo, Rachem, Lechanun, Erech, Hapayim, Rav Chesed, V'yemes. The Yud Gimel Midei Sharachamim Drashas Mem were also stated in an order. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'shloish Esrei Midei Sharachamim Drashas Mem. Mikal V'choymer, Mikzei Reshova, Mibinyanam, Mikosavecha, Mibinyanam, Mishnei Ksuvim, Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, Klal Prat Uklal, said the Magid that each one of the Midei Sharachamim Drashas Mem are connected, its corresponding Midah Shal Rachamim. So that the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim corresponds to the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Torah Nedreshes Behem. The second to the second, all the way down to 13. So it's not just high level, oh, the 13 corresponds to the 13. But on a very, very specific level, you just line up Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim, you line up Yud Gimel Midah Shal Torah Nedreshes Behem, and it's Zelu Umazeh, the Midah Shal Torah Nedreshes Behem will be Ma'or Rachamim, which sug, what type, what nusach of rachamim? The Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim, that one of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim addresses behem corresponds to. So he said a Dover Nifla, did the Magid. He said, what's the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim? It's Kale. Because even though Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rambam and Rav Nissen Goyen, they all said it's Hashem, or maybe Hashem Hashem, but the Mekubalim, the Arizal was Megal, that our peace side, it really starts with Kale. So he said the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim Nedreshes Behem in the world of Pnimiyus HaTorah, which is what this is Kale. What's the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim Nedreshes Behem? It's Kal V'Chaymer. He said that means that Kal V'Chaymer is Ma'ore the Midah of Kale. So he said, what's the Midah of Kale? The Midah of Kale is the Midah of Refuah. If a Yid is a Chayla, if a Yid needs a Refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Reifei Chaylem, Refa'enu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chaylei Yami Yisrael. The Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for Refuah, said the Magid, is the Midah of Kale. And he said, how do you know that it's a Pasuk in the Torah? Because when Miriam was a Chayla, Miriam was a Mitzayra, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Leimar. Kale na, Refa'a na Allah. Kale na. So you see, Kale is the Midah of Refuah. So said the Magid, that a person that darshins a Kal V'Chaymer, it's the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim Nedreshes Behem, that has the ability to be Ma'ir the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim, it's Ma'ir the Midah of Kale, and Kal V'Chaymer said the Magid is a school of Refuah. This is what the Magid said. And he says, you want a Remez L'davar? Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem leimor, Kel no refa no lo. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. So what did Hashem tell Moshe? V'aviha yarek yarek b'fanah lo yisikolim shivas yomim. Tisoger shivas yomim mechutz l'machane v'acha teyasef. So Tehil Gerashi, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? V'maviha herod l'ponim zayafis. What would be if Miriam's own father, her biological father, would have been upset at her? So she would have been grounded for 7 days. Halo yisikolim Shivas Yomim. No, Kal V'Chaymer L'Shchina Zagrashi. Yet let your Dalad Yomim. Madach, if her father was upset, she would have had a problem for 7 days. So Kal V'Chaymer, now that it's like Kodesh Baruch, your Dalad Yomim, Elo Daye Lovim, and I didn't kiss Leo's Kanadin. This is the famous Sugi of Daye, Bava Kama, Zakim Barak, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, what did Abish to say? So Moshe Rabbeinu Davin Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Le, Kael No. Moshe is davening for a fool. Said Abish to Darshan the Kal V'Chaymer. He said, Moshe, learn a Kal V'Chaymer. You want to be Ma'ir the meat of Kael? That's your tefillah. Kale na refan Allah. You know how you access kale? You know you access the refuah that's locked up in the meat of kale? Darshan akal v'chaymer. V'avia yorek yorek b'fana loisi kolim shivas yomim. Madach imavia herloi panim zayah foyitzal loisi kolim shivas yomim. Kal v'chaymer l'shchina yudal idyoyim. Because that's this point. The first of Yud Gomamide Shal Rachamim is Kel. The first of Yud Gomamide Shal Terni Drashas Behem is Kal V'chaymer. And that's this idea that Kal V'chaymer is a skula. It's a skula for Refuah. The Bnei Yisaschar, in his Ma'amarim of Chodesh Elul, so he continues along this theme. He says that the second Midah is Gzeres Shava. The third Midah Shal Terni Drashas Behem is Binyan Av. That's the third Midah Shal Terni Drashas Behem. It's Binyan Av. What's the third of the Yud Gomamide Shal Rachamim? Kale, Rachum, V'chanun. That means there's a connection between Chanun and Binyan Av. He says that when Yaakov had an encounter with Esav, it's coming up, and Parshas Vayishlach, so Esav sees Yaakov's family, and he's very taken aback. Hey, such a stable life, and he has his naches and this beautiful family. So he turns to me and says, who is everybody? So what did Yaakov say? It's Hayolodim Ashechonan Elikim Esavdecha. These are the Yolodim that Chonan Elikim Esavdecha. It seems that the Midah of Banim, said the Bnei Yisaschar, comes from which name? The shame of Chanun. Hayilodim Ashechonan Elikim Esavdecha. What does Chanun correspond to? Binyan Av. That's a Binyan Av. That's mamish what it is. The Kedushas Levi, who is a Talmud of the Maggid, he talks about this in different places as well. And one of the places he talks about it is in his Mamorim on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, V'adoni Moiri V'rebi HaKadosh Omar Kach Midas Rachum Hu Gzeres Shavah. And he explains it a little bit. V'chanun, what's the Mid of Chanun? It's Binyan Av. He said, what's the Pshat? He says, what's Chen? Chen is when a person is Noisa Chen. There's just a person sometimes has an Asiyas Chen, where the sum is greater than its parts. You don't even know why you like the person, but he's a Bachen to Mensch. You can have a person that has all the milas in the world, and whatever, for some reason, you're not attracted to him. But then you can have a person who, Fakert, Mat Naschinam, he has Nasiyas Chen. He says, every single child has Nasiyas Chen by his father. Shaben Yeshloi Chen Gabei Aviv. Every single child has that. Chanun is Binyanav. They're connected. Because Chanun is the mid of Chen, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Bechinam. And that's the mid of a father to a child. Because every child is Noisa Chen by the Eivishta. And just like every child is Noisa Chen by his father, there's a mid of Chanun. That's the mid of Binyanav. And by learning a Binyanav, you marry the mid of Chanun. And that's the way a Yid can be Zoichat in a Siyas Chen by the Eivishta. Mamish Dvarim the Flom, Ayin Shaman, and the Svar Makdoshim, they run with this. But either way, this is the idea. This idea that this Yud Gamamida Sharachim, which corresponds to Yud Gamamida Shatarin Adrashas Behem, not just some big picture Yud Gamamida Shatarin Adrashas Behem and Yud Gamamida Sharachim, but actually it goes side by side, and the Maggid and the Talmidim of the Maggid ran with this Yisoid, and they went through specifically how each one of the Yud Gamamida Shatarin Adrashas Behem corresponds to Yud Gamamida Sharachim. Torah that's Dvarim Niflam, above our pay grade, but Dvarim Niflam, Adla Ma'od, and it's based on the minion of Darizal. It's based on the minion of the Mekubalim, and that is the minion that starts not from the first Hashem, not from the second Hashem, but rather it starts with the Midah of Kel.